2 years ago, I started the Need to Impeach movement because I knew there was something desperately wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Impeachment is the way that we establish that this man will not be permitted to break the law over and over without consequences.
Our framers imagined this moment, a moment where we would have a corrupt president. And our framers then rightly designed our system of democracy to say there will be checks and balances. This is one of those moments.
I support impeachment, but we shouldn't have any illusions that impeaching Donald Trump will, one, be successful, or two, erase the problems that got him elected in 2016.
We have to impeach this president, and the majority of Americans not only support impeachment, they support removal. He should be removed.
The president has left the Congress with no choice. And this is not just about holding the president accountable for not just the things emerging in these investigations, but actions that he has confessed to on television.
It is absolutely imperative we go forward with impeachment. I hope that he is impeached. But I think what would be a disaster if the American people believed that all we were doing is taking on Trump.
I swore an oath to do my job as a senator, do my duty. This president has violated his. I will do mine.
If the House votes to impeach, the Senate does not vote to remove Donald Trump, he walks out and he feels exonerated, further deepening the divides in this country that we cannot afford.
We do not hold him to account if there is not justice. Not only have we failed this moment, our Constitution and our country, but we have failed everyone who has sacrificed and laid their lives down on the line. And we cannot do that.
Well, I said from the beginning that if, in fact, Trump continued to stonewall what the Congress is entitled to know about his background, what he did, all the accusations in the Mueller report, if they did that, they would have no choice but to begin an impeachment proceeding.
I would like to hear from him about how coddling up to Vladimir Putin makes America great again. It doesn't make America great again. It makes Russia great again.
This is about Donald Trump, but understand, it's about the next president and the next president and the next president and the future of this country.
Because a president 10 years or 100 years from now will look back at this moment and draw the conclusion either that no one is above the law or that a president can get away with anything.